the UN has very, very important standard for producing document, for producing report of this kind. So nobody, and so far even the government, has not protested about the content of the report. So it means that every information that is in the report is genuine, is true. But in the other side, the information that they are giving is that they were fighting Islamic group, and maybe the condition of the fighting explain the number of deaths. And I think this is not new in Mali, because they had previous report, not only of the UN, but also of the Office of the High Commission through the Special Rapporteur on Mali. And all of them always mention the exaction of the Malian forces on the population, and sometimes also the killing of innocent people. So this is not really new. It just explains the current difficult situation within which this Malian army is operating, and the problem that they are facing at the moment with the rebels group.
Although the report does not exactly say who did the killing, I have an article in front of me written this week by the New York Times, which mentioned the involvement of a Russian-affiliated mercenary group called the Wagner Group. What's your view?
Yes, it's well known that you have Russian that are supporting the Malian army. This was acknowledged by the Russian government and by the Malian government. The Malian government are saying these people are just experts that they are using. The Russians say it's a private company, but we don't know exactly the size of the expert group. We don't know the type of involvement that they are having on the ground, from training to participation to the killing. But what we can say is that every time the army is operating on the ground, population have identified white people who were helping, who were supporting, or who were really collaborating with the Malian army. And the fact that the report didn't go so far tells you about the difficulty that even the UN is facing on the ground to collect enough evidence showing that the killing was done by the Russian. You know, I can even say that it was the same with the French when they were operating. There were a number of massacres that was attributed to the French, but it was quite difficult to say that the French were all behind it, because the context within which they were done, the places they were done, and it was places where Malian and French armies were operating, so it was quite difficult.
What does this report me or said about the security situation in Mali?
Well, this latest report, given the number of people killed, the place where the killing occurred, tells a lot about the difficulty that the Malian army is facing on the ground now.